This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Union Minister of State for PMO, Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that year 2024 has been an important year for Indian space sector. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Singh said, the first day of the year began with launch of ExoSat, then Aditya L1 mission was inserted in its targeted Halo orbit. The country celebrated its maiden National Space Day in August, and yesterday, SpaceX mission was launched by ISRO. He said that in between, so many trials have happened for the Gaganyaan, which is in the pipeline. Dr. Singh said the trials are almost now through and the dress rehearsal with a female robot will happen sometime next year. He said the launch of the SpaceX mission is one of the first experiments undertaken by India as far as the docking technology is concerned. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that Quad stands as a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's needs together with Japanese Foreign Affairs Minister Takeshi Iwaya and USA Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers said, what started as an emergency response to a catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership. It also said that Quad countries now work together and with partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses complex challenges from fighting climate change, cancer and pandemics to bolstering quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cybersecurity. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the government is extending all possible help in the matter of the death sentence declared by the Yemen government to Nimisha Priya, who's an Indian nurse and living in Yemen. In response to media queries regarding this case, MES spokesperson Ranthi Jaiswal said the government is aware of the Yemen incident. He added, the ministry understands that the family of Ms. Priya is exploring relevant options. As per media reports, Ms. Priya is from Kerala and convicted of murder in Yemen. Political war has intensified in Delhi ahead of the assembly polls as BJP has put out posters targeting the Aam Aadmi Party government. The posters displayed outside the Delhi BJP office accused AAP of corruption and misgovernance in the city. The BJP also slammed the ruling party in Delhi on the issues of air pollution, alleged poor health facilities, water problem and other matters. BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia attacked the AAP after the National Human Rights Commission directed social media platform X to remove a post by AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal and Chief Minister Atishi, which featured children participating in political campaigns. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Bhatia alleged that the AAP leaders are using children for their politics. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities around the world prepare for New Year celebrations that highlight local cultures and traditions. The clock has just struck midnight in New Zealand and Auckland is celebrating the arrival of 2025 with its traditional fireworks display at the city's iconic Sky Tower. 2 hours later, Australia will usher in 2025. More than a million people are expected at Sydney Harbour for the traditional fireworks with a pop star, Robbie Williams, leading a sing-along. The people across the country are all set to welcome the new year 2025. On the new eve of New Year, the streets in Delhi NCR have been lit up and party places along with hotels and restaurants in several parts of the city are preparing for a huge rush. Delhi police are putting in extra vigil to make it safe for the people of the city. Special arrangements have been made in major markets including CCTV cameras. The exit gates of Rajiv Chowk metro station will be closed at 9 p.m. today. However, entry of passengers will be allowed until the last train departs from the station. The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation informed that QR tickets with a destination to Rajiv Chowk Metro Station will also be not issued through DMRC's mobile app from 8 p.m. today. In the Hockey India League, Delhi SG Pipers will clash with Hyderabad Tufans in Rourkela tonight. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. IST. Last night, the UP Rudras registered 3-1 win over defending champions Kalinga Lancers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.